All right. So now it's obvious. The libs are all in and burning down our institutions. But they've got to, you know, the chaos theory I have, the Walking Dead theory. The liberals need fear. They need fear because if you're fearful, you will crave government as a source of sanity and stability in your life. You're like, I'm afraid, government, come rescue me, okay? The Walking Dead theory, when they walk into prison in that show about zombies to escape the zombies on the outside and they lock themselves in, they're like, look, we're safe here. That is socialism, communism, progressivism, liberalism summed up. They need you afraid so they can walk you into this ideological prison. That's why they love their street riots, their street thugs. They love getting in the streets and screaming, no justice, no peace. They don't really care about any justice at all. They must destroy institutions. Institutions are an obstacle to tyranny and socialism. But so is self-defense. The reason liberals hate guns is not because guns can be used to kill people, which they can. They can be used for a lot of good things, self-defense, hunting, sporting, but they can be used to kill people. That's fairly obvious. That's not why liberals hate guns. Come on, Dan, really? No, really. I know that because when you see liberals like Michael Moore, you know, a big chubby guy, remember he's a bodyguard or something, he's got armed security. Well, they love guns. They love the fact that guns can be used to protect people. Liberals don't like guns because they don't like a sense of individual empowerment, because what it does is it takes away from a call for a collective body, Right? You can't have individual liberty and big government at the same time. And anything that contributes to a sense of individual liberty, oh, I got a gun, I can protect myself. I explained that bad. That was crap. I'm sorry. You in the chat room, I apologize. Self-defense empowers the individual, period. That's why they hate it. Should just say things simply. They want to make self-defense illegal. And what's going on in New York right now is absolute proof of that. Is it bad enough yet in New York? I don't know. We'll see. Folks, the attack on America from within is existential. We're dealing with evil here. We're not dealing with simple political fights. We are dealing with straight up evil. They want to destroy every institution out there. Policing, the FBI, the intel community, the DOJ, the Constitution, the ability to defend yourself. And they used to be able to go to the courts to do this. There is a destruction going on of our institutions right now. And it's plotted and it's planned. I'm going to talk about that next. Something happened the other day, and this is not an accident. This is happening on purpose. Folks, they're trotting through all our institutions, man. They're tearing them to pieces, shredding them up. Policing, the DOJ, the FBI, all of it. They are tearing it to shreds. The intel community, all of it. This is an existential fight. It's a relentless assault on our institutions. The DOJ, the FBI, the intel community. It is existential. We will not survive this unless we recognize it for what it is. It is an effort to tear the United States to pieces.